wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
God's word with you. It is what He has put in my mouth that I share with you this morning. Praise the Lord. We are looking at running with a prize in view. Running with a prize in view. This is part 4A. And we've been looking at vision and what God wants us to do as a people in these seasons. Let's read some scriptures. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18. The Bible said that where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law of vision, blessed is he. Praise the Lord. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law of vision, blessed is that person. Then also in Proverbs 19:21, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord is what shall stand. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Praise the Lord. You know, when we talk about vision, God has a purpose for everyone. God has a reason for creating everyone. God has a purpose for every church. He has a reason for establishing every church. The discovery of that reason is what we call vision. So when you discover the reason why God created you to be here on earth, that is what we say you have discovered your vision. So for a church, God has a reason why He establishes a church. God has a reason why He made Conquest Global Ministries to emerge. There is a reason. There is a purpose. The discovery of that reason, that purpose, is what we call vision. And vision is so important that in these two scriptures, it said that where there is no vision, the people perish. So when we started these teachings, Papa said that when you have your own devices, you have your own ways, those ones are called ambition. What God wants you to do, what God wants you to accomplish, is what we call vision. So, living by your own devices, he said that it makes the people perish. But when people abide by what God wants them to do, he said, blessed are such people. Many are the devices of a man. Left to you alone, there are so many things that this church must do. We must go in this direction. We must go in that direction. Every one of us have many plans, many devices. In fact, when you are asked to lead this church, for every one of us, you have so many plans, so many devices. But he says that a man has so many devices, but it is the purpose of God. What God wants the people to do, that has power to prevail. So your devices has not gotten the power to prevail. On this earth, there are things that fight you. There are things that fight institutions. There are things that fight churches. For this ministry to be able to prevail, then we must walk in the will and in the purpose of God. Praise the Lord. That is why I said that many are the devices in a man's heart, but nevertheless, it is the will, it is the purpose of God that will prevail. Your ambition has no power to prevail. Praise the Lord. That is why as a church, if we want to make impact and want to prevail in this generation, we cannot ignore the purpose of God for us as a church. Praise the Lord. In fact, how useful a thing is determined by its purpose. So like when you look at this fan, the one who manufactured this fan had a reason, had a purpose, so that it could circulate air at a place and then all of us will enjoy fresh air. When this fan is no more doing that work, it loses its value, it loses its importance. Praise the Lord. So, the reason why a manufacturer made a product that gives value, that gives importance to that product. So, bringing it to the church, God has a reason, God has a purpose why He planted this commission. Just like the fan, when we are not doing it as the manufacturer made it, we lose our relevance and we lose our value. Hallelujah. So when we come and this fan is no more working, it is of no use. It is not valuable to us. It is not important anymore. Praise the Lord. Because it is not functioning the way the manufacturer made it to be. So also as a commission, there is something that is in the mind of God in these seasons. That is the reason why He planted His church. When in these seasons we are not doing that way, not fulfilling what God intends us to do, we lose our value as a church. We lose our importance as a church. So our impact in this generation is rooted in we fulfilling God's vision, God's agenda for us. Praise the Lord. Not because this church is doing that, these people are doing that, then we are also following suit. If we can be valuable, if we can, bring meaning to this generation and make impact, then we cannot ignore the purpose and the vision of God for us as a people. Praise the Lord. That is why in these seasons, the teachings are very important. Because when we are talking about the church, we are not talking about the building. We are talking about you and me. Praise the Lord. So we must know what to do in these seasons so that we can add value to people. We can add value to this generation so that we can be important, not be irrelevant as a people in this generation. Praise the Lord. And somebody said that for everyone, the path that you walk on determines where you end. The path that you walk on will determine where you end. There is ambition, there is vision. You walk on ambition, you end in the ways of men. But when you walk in the path of vision, you end in the ways of God. And you know, in Isaiah chapter 55, when the Bible compares the ways of man and the ways of God, He said that the difference is between heaven and earth. So it means that people who are walking in vision, they end up in higher places, making greater impact in the lives of people. And I pray that in these seasons, by the things that God is unfolding to us, in the name of Jesus, you will make impact in this generation in Jesus' mighty name. What is the vision of God for us as a church in these seasons? So God has been unfolding to us the vision, what He wants us to do. God expects us to live as, to live in the church as families. God expects youth development. Praise the Lord. So many of them, God expects that we will be houses of prayer. God expects that in these seasons we will be soul winners. This morning, one vision of God. You know, for every vision, every will of God, there is a general one and there are specific ones. Generally, in these seasons, God wants His kingdom to grow and advance. Praise the Lord. In these seasons, when you look at Isaiah chapter 2 verses 1, Micah shall come to pass in the last days, the mountain of the Lord shall become a mountain of the flow of people. Nations shall flow into it. Many people shall flow into it. So generally, it is God's agenda for His church to grow, His kingdom to grow, and not only grow, but also spread, advance, expand. Praise the Lord. So, for us as a church, God wants us to grow. But not only grow, but God also wants us to advance. So as a church, in these seasons, by the end of the year, God expects that we have grown to a membership of 1,005. And then also, in this metropolis, there should be the establishment of at least 3 branches in the various communities in this Sekendi Takrade. Praise the Lord. That is the purpose of God for us as a church. And like God's servant said, God will always speak through our prophet. Hallelujah. And there is no way and no doubt that God indeed has spoken to him. Praise the Lord. You know, we are not here to, flatter people, but I can tell you that genuinely, if you are looking for genuine prophets in our generation, I'm telling you, Papa is one. I know many of his sons that when they have a problem and they can't hear what God is telling them, one of the person they want to talk to is Papa. Recently, my own brother, he is also a pastor. There is an issue. He has to choose between this and that. He has been praying, he's not seeing anything. He called me and said, please, I want to talk to Papa. Because the opportunity is there, but he doesn't want to make any mistake. Praise the Lord. So many of them, Pastor Obed, all those people in Kumasi, when they want a credible man, they speak to him. But sometimes, you take it for granted. Praise the Lord. I think one of the leaders meeting, Papa told him, I have to say, he pursue. When something is closer to you, or when you have something, sometimes you are tempted to think that the one which is outside is better. Praise the Lord. So I have no doubt that God has spoken to Papa, that in these seasons, God says that by the end of the year, this church must grow to a membership of 1,005. Praise the Lord. And then also, not that alone, for the various communities, at least 3 communities, there must be a Congress branch in Sekendi Takrade that every Sunday that we have met like this, they have also met that they don't need to come here. Praise the Lord. They have a pastor, they have everything running like it is here. Branches. And I know it will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. God is not a man that he should lie. When he speaks, praise the Lord. The Bible said he watches over his word and he brings it to pass. By the end of the year, this place will be filled up. There will be overflows. Praise the Lord. The Bible, he said at least 1,005. When you read by prophecy, in Isaiah 60, I think the last verse 22, he said, even a small one among them shall be a thousand. Praise the Lord. So for us as a commission, even the smallest branches amongst us should have a membership of 1,000. But for us, just this year, God is saying 1,005. It is coming to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. More importantly, every price has a price. Maybe I'm not pronouncing the words for every price. P-R-E-Z-E. The price has a price. Has P-R-I-C-E. So for whatever God will say, church growth, church advancement is partnership between God and man. So if God is saying to us that by the end of this year, this place will be filled with at least a membership of 1,005, and also we have 3 branches in this community, in this city, there is a price you and me, we must pay. For God, his part is always settled. He said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. So when God speaks, his part is settled. The only part that must be in place for his part to be fulfilled is the part of man. Hallelujah. So as a church, there is a price we must pay for us to see what God is saying. And I believe for every one of us here, you want to see growth or you don't want to see growth. Every one of us here, I believe that you want to see growth. You want to see people born again. You want to see people saved. Like in the book of Bishop Doug, he explains why a church that is full of people has so many advantages. Praise the Lord. And it is good. But there is a price that we must pay. There is something that we must do. And in Acts chapter 2, I want us to read, because we saw that church, after the ascension of Jesus Christ, we saw how they grew in thousands. Just in a day, God added 3,000. They moved to 5,000. The whole city gathered to hear them. Praise the Lord. But we must know, what were they doing that made the growth to come? That made them to spread everywhere. In every of the houses in Jerusalem, you will see people having church. In Acts chapter 2, verses 41 downwards, and then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The same day. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily in one accord. So you see that in our generation, so many people, so many ministries are craving for mega churches. But when you look at the things these people were doing, he said they're continuing what? Daily. In one accord. In where? Is it at the bank? No. He said in the what? In the temple. So There was fellowship in the temple daily. Nowadays, it's like people have become so lazy to appear before God. If you want to see the kind of growth, he said they were appearing in the temple daily. We organized a program today. People be talking, the programs are too much. We want to stay home and watch cantata. Praise the Lord. But the Bible said for them to see that kind of growth, they were meeting together in the temple daily, breaking bread from house to house. Did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord did what? Added to the church 2 weeks. Is it what is there? He said the Lord added to the church what? Daily. The church added to the church. The Lord added to the church daily. There was daily addition of souls. Because of these things that I've read. Praise the Lord. He talks about many signs and wonders. Praise the Lord. That was done by the hands of the apostles. Think in the week of emphasis, we talked about the various signs and wonders. And then all of them believed, were together, had all things in common. They sold their possession and goods and parted them to all men. And every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple. There are three things that I want us to look at here from these scriptures that the apostles were devoted to. And that is how come they saw growth. That is how come they saw addition of souls daily, that God was adding to them daily. If we as a church, God has a vision for us to be able to get to a membership of 1,005. Number one thing we need to be devoted to is we must be devoted with our heart. We must be devoted with our heart. We must be devoted with our heart. Anytime God is demanding something from a people, mostly the main thing he demands from them is their heart. It is one thing doing or serving God with your mind, and it is another thing serving God with your heart. When your heart is involved, a lot of the times, most of the things that you love, when you are doing them, you don't even see that you are tired. When your heart is involved, you know, growth can never happen at a place when the people have not given their heart to God. They have not given their heart to God in service. Because when a man's heart is in a thing, you will see the kind of sacrifices the man makes. You know those whose heart are after money. When people's heart are after money, they can go to every extent to even kill family members, to even kill their mothers. Recently, we went to a funeral in Asinfosu, and they were telling us how money ritual people have invaded the place. And they were telling us, one of them told them, or say, and Faswaben there was so, Sammy, met in a reason, I met this 6 years, now I'm not now with him, son, I'm a break. Hey, mom, Sammy, now 10 years, me now 5 years, see, Kedro, now me Jim and you will reassay, now, after 5 years, me wukra, He said he likes it. Because what's the essence? He said, what's the essence of me becoming poor and living longer? So you see that people whose hearts are after money, they can go the extent sometimes. The kind of things some of them have to do. Some of them have to sleep with mad people. Sometimes, some of these things we watch on TV. Some of them have to even eat feces. Because their heart is after money. So when a man's heart is after something, you see the kind of sacrifices that the man makes. If your heart is after God, you don't see the sacrifices that you make for God as a burden, because your heart is after God. Praise the Lord. So, if God can draw multitudes of men to this place, then for every one of us seated here this morning, our heart must be given to God. You see, when people are, it determines their passion. You see their desperation. Hallelujah. You see how aggressive, you know, when you are doing something that you don't love. I remember when I finished SS, before I went to university, I taught in a school, and then later I went to Kesvin. We were just carrying fridge and TV, and that was the work I was doing. So I saw a TV in the fridge. I didn't love that work at all. We're supposed to close at 5. I'm always looking at the watch. The moment the second hand, you know, a part of one, I tell them I am out. At the point, a man in governor, I am out. Because I didn't love it. Praise the Lord. When you are doing something that you love, you see that when it is even time, as I adhere, no, here we are, you don't even see it. Praise the Lord. But you know, even when people come to church nowadays, when people love football, those lovers of football, now you ball ball pan out in say Ghana and Nigeria ball. Now if you want to say in one day, you hear just a draw. Say through 90th minute. People who love football, almost they ban almost the 3 minutes better to so. Now go food. Why? You want more time. So that you love Ghana, Ghana can score. When you come to church, they say around 9:30. But they said we will close at 9:30. Why is it that? I know when I'm preaching, I can hear what people are saying. Anytime they are not able to obey their time and they want to cover up, then they begin to bring up preachings. No. If you love God, praise the Lord. When, you know, some of these, you know, a lot of people are not here. Maybe because they said it is raining. But let people who are in love, when people are in love, people in love, it is raining like this, let their lover say that, oh, meet me at the window taxi station here. They will tell you what is rain. What is rain? Because their heart is given to the girl, their heart is given to the man. What is rain? They will pass through. But when it is God, they will say it is raining. Hallelujah. Let our heart be given to him. You know, when your heart is given to something, you don't have to be told, do this, do that, come here, go there. When you give your life to Jesus, nobody tells you, don't smoke, don't fornicate. Even when you have not gone through foundation school, praise the Lord, there is something new that makes you love God that you don't want to hurt him. That is why he said that I will write my laws in their heart. So they don't tell you, like they are pulling you, come for soul winning. Go to that. Go here. Do that. When your heart is in it, automatically by default, there are some things you want to do for God. Praise the Lord. I pray that for every one of us, We will devote ourselves, give our heart to God. You can even know that whether a man has given his life to God or not by the person's actions. Praise the Lord. So be devoted with your heart to God. The things that God has spoken to us about, soul winning, prayer, be devoted with your heart. You are doing it with delight. You are doing it because your heart is inside the thing. You know, politicians, how they behave because their heart is into politics. I have sat with a politician who has invested his money into a party and was telling me, we must win at all costs. He said, this one is A, B, C, and D. But when I go out, I'm not going to say A, B, C, D. I'm going to say E, F, G. Because we must win power. People do all kinds of things because their heart is in a thing. Praise the Lord. You know, that is why the apostles, the martyrs, the saints, some of them could die for God because their heart was for God. You must be asking yourself, if we are here and suicide bombers enter here now and say every one of you denounce Jesus, you should be asking yourself, will I be able to stand for Jesus or I will denounce him? Say, oh, this one, it is just wisdom. It is wisdom for you to just deny Jesus, and then after they have gone, I can now, stand for Jesus. That was not what they were doing. Praise the Lord. So, we give our heart, be devoted with your heart. Number two, be devoted with your time for God. Be devoted with your time for God. I realize that in our generation, in fact, if you don't make time, you will never do anything for God. I remember when I was young and I was in SHS, we were closing at 1:15 p.m. When I finished university, I entered teaching, we were closing at 2:15. Now we close at 3:30, some even close at 4. And then, those times, as a teacher, you could be on vacation. Now, SHS, the way it is, there is no vacation for you. The only time you can have vacation, because the teachers are not many, so they are doing double whatever. So when this one vacates, those who are supposed to be on vacation, they come back and teach them. The only time you can have vacation is that Christmas 2 weeks break. So you realize that every now and then, the world is becoming in such a way that work is taking most of your time. And you must make time. You must purpose in your heart to make time to do the things that God is expecting us to do in these seasons. Other than that, you will never do anything for God. Praise the Lord. Make time to go for soul winning. Make time to pray. As Papa was saying, it's all about strategy. It's all about plan. Be devoted with your time for God. Be devoted. Hallelujah. And, you know, anytime we talk about these things, about serving God and all these kind of things, a lot of people don't get it. But you realize that for everything that we are suffering in this world, we will end them here. We are laboring for money. What is money? Money is paper. What is paper? Paper is tree. So all your things, you have been going around, you are just laboring for tree. every one of them that you die, you will never take them with you. Recently, I think last week, one of our teachers died and was buried. As I looked at him in the coffin, I realized that man is nothing. And all that we can do with our life is to serve God. Praise the Lord. He was just in church on Sunday like this, preaching, like I'm preaching. He told them to close their eyes. He lifted up a song and then started going down. The people thought he has fallen under the anointing. Just fell down. They took him to the hospital. A week later, that was all. He was gone. You are going to meet your God. And you know, for these things we talk about time and death, sometimes when we talk about that, we believe in long life. But I'm telling you, the reality is that not every one of us will live long. That one is a possibility, can happen. Hey, this from 2020 to 2021 alone, I had 3 accidents. All of them fatal. The last one, I was going to Kumasi. I looked at the car. I said, hey, if I had died, it would have been a surprise to me. You know, there was nobody on the road. Me alone, full speed. I think I was going 120, 150. Then that Biposo area, I saw they have made some speed ramps. No sign. I just bumped into it, applied the brakes. Then I was entering, as I was landing very well, I saw another guy on a bicycle. That the car was, I realized that I was about to turn him into combi. It would have run over him. So I turned the steer and then the car turned again like I'm coming back to Takrade. I landed, started panting. All the people were saying, hey Lord, the Lord is with you. I told them if I had died, it would have been a surprise to me. Maybe that's the same thing you are saying. I could have died. Praise the Lord. The second one, I was with Papa. When it happened, hey, Papa said he thought we were in heaven. Praise the Lord. Because the way death is, we just bump into the car, bang! All the airbags came out. We didn't know what to do. No, nobody was saying anything. We were just in the car. And then we came out. We came out, we have to check whether we are on earth or we are in heaven. Because that is how death, you can't explain the mystery of death. Like you are here and you realize that you are somewhere, then you must be, I must be dead. Praise the Lord. It can happen to every one of us. The point is that if it happens to you, what are you going to tell your maker? What impact have you been making? Praise the Lord. The things that God expects us to do. You have been working for a tree. You have been working and laboring for other people. What have you been doing for God? Every one of us, we will stand before God. Praise the Lord. We will stand, we appear before God. So make time to serve Him. Make time to be a disciple of somebody. Make time to be a soul winner. Make time to pray for somebody. Hallelujah. Make time. The things that God, is sharing with us in this season. Make time and be part. Because the people devoted themselves. The Bible said they were meeting in the church daily. They were meeting in the church daily. Daily. So, make time. Give God your time. Sometimes, give me Job chapter 22 verses 2 and then 3. Job 22. Your service is an advantage to you, not anybody. Job 22 verses 2 and 3. He said, can a man be profitable unto God? As he that is wise may be profitable unto himself. Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Praise the Lord. Is it any, it doesn't benefit God. Praise the Lord. It is not gain to him. It is not an advantage to him. That is like some of us, you are even saying, what are they saying? You are even lacking, I came to church this morning. Praise the Lord. It is not an advantage to anybody. He said, is it any pleasure to the Almighty that you art righteous? Or is it any gain to him that thou maketh thy ways perfect? It is an advantage to you. It is gain to you. It is not gain to God. Hallelujah. That is why you must make time for him. Make time for him. Praise the Lord. And then number three, be devoted with your money. Be devoted with your money. Praise the Lord. Be devoted with your money. They sold their possessions and then they dropped it at the apostles' feet. Because the planting of churches requires money. Hallelujah. It requires money. And you are just a steward of the things that God has given to you. So, we are looking for a place. Be giving towards the expansion of the kingdom. It's not every time. Give me one meat pie and malt. When we were in school, it's now that I understand. You are a lover of malt and trophy. And then trophy, a bit as well. Give me trophy. When we were in school, I never understood this. I had so many people who were under me. Most of them were in lighthouse. Me room, they call that place mission house. I cook. They will come and eat. They were many, like they were prayer intercessors. Some of them will perch with us, sleep in my... But when you tell the lighthouse people to bring money so that we cook, say, we are going to sow seed. We are going to sow seed in our church so that we can build churches. Now, those times, Papa, you know, Pastor Bright. Yes, I also now understand why they were going to give to their... Praise the Lord. They were giving. But, on music, he said, I'm going to give it to our church so that we can plant. Praise the Lord. You must be devoted with your money. Give to God. Don't only give to Old Students Association. Don't only, some of us, the way we can make shows at funerals. Don't only give at funerals. Give for the expansion of the kingdom of God. People will criticize. They sow. Somebody will say, in the scripture that we read, even in the old church, they were just collecting offering and giving to the people. You don't know what we also do here. I told somebody, if you don't trust us as pastors, leave this church. Hallelujah. If you don't trust us as pastors, that when you give to the Lord, it will be used for the benefit of the kingdom, it's better you leave. It's not everything we do that we can come here and talk about. You know, Christmas, the list of people we give things to. Hallelujah. We need cars. When I was telling somebody about the accident, one pastor, I said that is the reason why we need good cars. Because I realized that even though the grace of God helped me, if it had not been a four-wheel drive, I think it would have crashed. Praise the Lord. We need good cars to drive. Your pastors, don't be saying in your head, why is it that nowadays pastors that they want to die? Yeah, we want to die so that we will not die early. Praise the Lord. So let us be devoted with our heart, with our money. We are going to plant a church, maybe at Kojokro. You can buy chairs. You can buy curtains. Praise the Lord. There are things you can give for the decoration of the house of the Lord. Just like what it happened in the first church during the days of Moses, where people brought their things, their earrings and other things, their gold, for the expansion of the kingdom of God. Let your money, praise the Lord, be devoted to God. Be devoted. Sometimes you can understand how people will hoard money at banks. And nowadays, looking at the way our country is, not even prudent to keep money in banks. So, praise the Lord. It's better you put it in projects, whatever. Be devoted with your money. Hallelujah. Be devoted. Every day you come to church, you are giving offering 10 cities, 10 cities, the whole year. It's what? 520 cities. Hey. So the whole year, what you gave to God is 520. And what you have given to Malt and Trophy is thousands. Praise the Lord. Let us be devoted. If, like last week, Papa said, if you are here, you still struggle with the paying of tithe, there is a problem somewhere. Praise the Lord. I pray that the Lord will help us, that we will give our all, will be devoted, praise the Lord, to the Lord in our time, in our money, and then also with our heart. In Revelation chapter 14 verses 13, blessed are they that die in the Lord, for they shall have labor from their rest. And the Bible said their works do follow them. Their works do follow them. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, blessed are they that die, which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. So your works do follow you. Praise the Lord. So for every one of us, you know, in this season, what the arrows that have been shot, you see that a lot of people's zeal have gone down. A lot of people's passion for God have gone down. Let us come back. Praise the Lord. Let us retreat. Let us be revived in our spirit. The things that we used to do for God. Praise the Lord. Going after souls. Praying for God. Doing service in the kingdom of God. Let us come back. Let us retreat and be devoted to God. Hallelujah. I end by saying that don't just be a non-contributory member in this church. Be an active participant in the church. That is how come we can see the 1,005. That is how come we can see the church spread. And then also, even though God blesses us in serving Him, don't just serve God for rewards, but serve Him for who He is. Praise the Lord. Even though when you serve Him, He will bless you, serve Him because of who He is. Because I realize that He's the custodian of life. He's the one who decides everything. All our running here and there, He can decide to call you at any time. When I was in the car with Papa, I was just calculating the speed that he was going. Normally, I look at the distance and then I look at the speed, then I'll calculate. Ah, maybe an estimate within some 2 hours, 3 hours will be in Accra. If a scientist, they know how to calculate speed. Praise the Lord. But we didn't get there at that time. It is God who decides. You have decided you will be there at this time. But if God does not decide that you will be there at that time, there is nothing you can do. That is the reason why, all the reason why you are alive. Bishop Dan said you can, the only thing you can say thank you to God for is by giving your heart to Him, working for Him, giving your time to Him, giving your money to Him for the expansion of His kingdom. May the Lord help us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, shall we please be on our feet?
You are here this month and you want Jesus in your life. Somebody here needs to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say Jesus will become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Today, I ask you, come into my life. Become my Lord and Savior. From today, I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the Word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.